The public purging of a few bad apples in the New Orleans Police Department has been the subject of numerous unflattering front-page stories in the past year. That, combined with the city's ceaselessly rising level of violent crime, has forced the men in blue from the top down to search hard for better ways to protect and serve. Regaining the community's trust will require even more diligence.
There are some people who have never had a civil conversation with a police officer. Never once. I've seen officers, and I think it's sometime out of frustration. Yeah, we had drugs going on in this neighborhood. But it's in that block, right over there, next block. Everybody kind of sits out with the kids out, and the parents out, and they're sitting out. And I've seen the police officer come through. I can't catch them with the drugs. So they take everybody on the block and write them for loitering. This is recent. This is in 2012. And they don't realize you just ruined any chance of having a witness that's going to talk to you.
That's the Reverend John Raphael, the son of the first African-American police officer on the NOPD. He was himself on the force for 15 years before leaving to become pastor of New Hope Baptist Church. From his both sides of the badge perspective, he has a few observations for the current police chief.
I would tell him, stay committed to the ideals and expectations that he has, that he came with as far as what a New Orleans police officer ought to be. There have been times when he himself have been out. He's been out on the street many times. I mean, that I've seen. So I know it's been much more times than I would know of. Not just in response to a crime. One day he was right back over there after they'd rebuilt the project, played a little ball with the kids, you know. That may not seem like much, but it's a lot.
Others long involved in community life are also cautiously optimistic about the possibility of better relations between the NOPD and those it serves. Beatty Landis is the proprietor of the Sound Cafe, an arts-friendly coffee shop in the Marigny Bywater area that is the headquarters for Silence is Violence, an organization founded in response to two high-profile post-Katrina murders.
There really has been an improvement on the part of the NOPD when it comes to interacting with the cultural communities of the city, specifically the street cultural practices of New Orleans, Mardi Gras Indians, social aid and pleasure clubs, second line parades. You know, I've perceived and I know from speaking with people at the NOPD that there really has been a strategic decision and attempt to do better in that area. What really I'd like to see going forward is a dramatic increase in respectful treatment of every member of the New Orleans community.
Police Chief Ronald Serpas says he's aware of public feelings. He's heard the same complaints many times.
I think if you look at the time that I've been superintendent of police, which is 2 years, I was a 21-year member of the NOPD before. I was chief of the Washington State Police. I was chief of Nashville, Tennessee. Now I'm chief of New Orleans Police Department for 2 years. I have become more comfortable now with what my legacy will be than ever before. And that legacy will probably not be things that were part of our legacy in Nashville or Washington. But here's the legacy I hope we have. Is that we can fundamentally alter the employment evaluation systems, the employment reward systems, to make the New Orleans Police Department a customer service agency, not a police agency. And if you treat professional interactions with citizens, if you treat your professional coworkers professionally, I might not care if you get to work on time sometimes. Or I might not be as interested in how many arrests you make or how many cars you stop. I'm going to be incredibly interested on the first analysis that you treated people like Southwest treats its passengers. If we have a customer service orientation, we can grow community policing because communications are enhancing. If we want a customer service orientation, we can deal with the occasional times when our job bumps up against people's perceptions of their rights. And we can learn together that, in fact, maybe the officer didn't violate your rights. Maybe the officer was just simply following the laws of the land that you might not have been familiar with. But because he treated you like a professional, you're less likely to be mad personally and can get to the solution and can get to the resolution. That's going to be the legacy. And I think we're going to pull that off.
But it's actions, not words, that will be needed to convince a skeptical community.
We have done 4 iterations of independent surveying of perceptions of police officer performance in the city of New Orleans, the first one in August of 2009. At the individual officer level of satisfied service from a police officer, we're hovering around 75% approval. that seems to be dichotomous because the organization as a whole doesn't have that same level. Of course it's not. The United States Congress is viewed completely different than your individual congressman. So we are rebuilding the police department one officer at a time, one interaction with a citizen at a time, and we have great value there. We have a lot of positive news there and a lot of positive movement there. So because that exists, the next piece is going to be easier because we're just going to simply do like good companies do. We're going to authorize and we are going to arrange that you won't know as an employee who I'm going to call back and see how you did. And that's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's a matter of randomly drawing on the people that you came in contact with. And I'm not going to do it myself because there's always the question, well, if the police are checking on themselves, are they really being objective? I'm going to go find somebody who does this for a living. Gallup, Pew, whoever does polling data for a living, I'm going to go to them and say, give me a valid sample design per employee, and then go out and call the people that they talk to and to ensure that our messages of professionalism, our messages of customer service were being acted upon. And for me, let's build behavior first. But at the end of the day, we're going to adopt a model that many Fortune 100 companies have adopted, and it's simply this. On one axis is performance, on one axis is attitude. All employees ought to be good at both, and we should strive for that. But we are going to shift the New Orleans Police Department from a department that allows performance to be superior to attitude. We're going to flip that whole dynamic, and attitude will always be superior to performance.
For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.